This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. 0.08 ain't much, objectively, but you put it in context, it's a whole nother thing. That 0.08 is how much the average interest rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage dropped this week to 6.95%. That's according to Freddie Mac. And it brings the average below 7% for the first time since August. For people who've been waiting to get into the housing market hurly-burly, then, could this tempt them to take the leap? Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes examines the behavioral economics of that 0.08%.
When the leftmost digit of a number changes, like the mortgage rate did this week, from 703 to 695, there's research that shows we tend to give the change more weight. Simon Blanchard studies financial decision-making as a professor at Georgetown. He says if the left-hand digit stays the same,
it may seem a little bit less of a drop.
So that 7-6 change makes this week's mortgage rate dip especially eye-catching. It could also translate to hundreds of dollars in savings for people who are buying now as opposed to a month ago. Redfin chief economist Daryl Fairweather says this could encourage hesitant first-time buyers to get back out there.
Especially people who feel like, oh, I'm so close. I'm like almost there to being able to afford a home.
In Raleigh, North Carolina, real estate broker Cheryl Merritt says she hasn't seen the drop in interest rates affect her business yet. She says part of her job is to educate buyers about what's realistic. And she says those 2-3% mortgage rates we saw a couple years ago,
that was an anomaly. We'll probably never see that again. Interest rates on average, if you look at the last 50 plus years, have been about 6-7%.
Still, Merritt says, with prices as they are,
affordability is still a huge issue. Even if the rates go down, it still doesn't create the opportunity for everyone.
And those buyers who can afford to start looking might wait to see if mortgage rates keep falling. Economist Daryl Fairweather compares it to bargain hunting.
Like, are you going to buy your winter coat during the winter sale, which is like kind of a good sale? Or are you going to wait until summer when they have like their clearance sale and the winter coat is like now out of fashion?
In the last year or so, people got used to playing this waiting game when it came to mortgage rates, points out Georgetown's Simon Blanchard. So now, he says, they might be willing to wait a little bit longer. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.